Pope Benedict's voyage to Cuba comes after a three-day visit to Mexico. James Bleers reports that the Pope left behind a message of hope for Mexico, backed up by a plan for action for the young people of the nation who constitute its future.
Pope Benedict outlined his aims for its people, especially its youth, by explaining, "We must do everything possible to fight evil which destroys our young. We must unmask this evil. Our duty is to teach the young moral responsibility." And ordinary people do seek guidance. Organizers estimated that up to 300,000 people would attend Pope Benedict's open-air mass in Guanajuato. In the event, more than 640,000 turned up. His Holiness referred to himself as a pilgrim of hope, and that, in generous measure, is what he provided to a nation utterly weary of drug violence, which has killed 50,000 and counting. The meeting between Mexican President Felipe Calderón and the Pope remained private. The President, who stressed how important this visit was for morale at a critical time, will have provided a full briefing of the overall situation, which is grim. Yet the Mexican people now know that they've never been alone in this crisis, and there is hope, faith, and ahead the task of nurturing a new upcoming generation. For Vatican Radio, James Bleers reporting.